Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Eu não sou difícil de ler. Faça sua parte. Eu sou daqui.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Marisa Monte can turn almost any song into gold. The Brazilian singer, songwriter, and composer, who's one of the top stars in her country, became famous for resuscitating old tunes and making them into pop hits. They might come from an unknown Brazilian composer, or from George Gershwin or Lou Reed. For her two new albums, Marisa dug into old sambas and into her own songs from the past 15 years. The two new records bring Marisa to her first American tour in 6 years. Marisa, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, you heard we were talking to Courtney Love, and certainly she's a big figure and has a lot of fame that she has to deal with. When you're in Brazil, is it a similar thing for you? Are you able to maintain a private life?
Well, yes, I'm able to maintain a private life. I have a very discreet profile myself. I try to deal with music more than image.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all my public subject is all about music. And people got used with that through all these years. And they learned to wait from me music.
so to maybe respect your private life a little bit.
Of course, nowadays is, we are living this celebrity era, and of course in Brazil it happens. But there's some part of this that's part of your choice,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
a lot of things you can choose into this subject.
But it must be nice for you. You have an apartment here in New York. It must be nice to come to New York and be able to walk down the street, walk into a restaurant, and just be another person, another mom with a young son.
Yes, and I can always live this experience in many places in the planet, and even in here, a lot of people know me and
right.
They recognize me. And
they know you as Marisa Monte.
Yeah, in Rio, I'm from Rio, I'm Carioca, and we used to spell the T as Ch.
Uh-huh.
So it's Marisa Monte, which I think it's very musical.
It
sounds
is.
Like a snare, like
it
Ch.
Is.
It's nice.
Well, now, speaking of musical, lots of music coming from you now. Two records. The first one called Infinito Particular, or
which means something like inner infinite.
Inner infinite, or private infinite. And then the other one is Universo ao Meu Redor, the universe around me.
Yeah.
Which is more samba kind of stuff.
Yeah, it deals with the samba atmosphere. And I got involved in two samba traditional projects as producer in the last years. And through these two works, I got in contact with a huge repertoire of songs composed in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s that were never recorded. They were recorded from guys that are now around the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they represent a generation that's very interesting in Brazil and very inspiring, because they used to have music in their life, not as a profession. They used to have other professions. And so they develop a very pure relation with the art and as a real and genuine expression of their human feelings. And they were very philosophical. And through their songs, we can learn about a lot about ourselves.
So when you say samba, I mean, many Americans just have this image of the huge samba drum bands, you know, mm-hmm. parading down the street. When you're talking about these songwriters, you're talking about something different.
Well, samba is, it's one of the most representative styles of music from Brazil. You know, talking about Brazilian music is talking about diversity. We have a huge country with a huge production of music, with a lot of different styles, with a lot of different people that went down there to create our culture. And we also created a lot of new styles through mixing all this information. But samba, it's a genre that is maybe one of the most important musical expressions from Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, there's a big discussion about the origin of samba. Some people believe that it was born in Bahia, but it's something that also originates a lot of other styles and originates also the parades that you're talking
right.
about, which are these huge parades with 5,000 people in Rio de Janeiro. But in the beginning of the century, it was the expression of a lot of communities in Rio.
And this is a samba, this song called O Bonje do Dom.
This is a samba.
And it's from one of two new records by my guest, Marisa Monte. This is from one of the two new CDs by the Brazilian singer Marisa Monte, my guest on Soundcheck. O Bonje do Dom, what does that mean?
Means, well, the dom is like the gift, and the bonje, what is the bonje? It's like a train.
Train,
like the
trolley.
Train of the gila trolley, the mm-hmm. gift trolley is something that carries the musician on through the life, you know.
Yeah. All right.
So it's like in the trolley of life, of the gift, I cross the life through the music. It's something like that, the song.
So was samba wasn't the original music, though, that was sort of going to take you through life. You started studying opera, right?
Well, I was born in Rio de Janeiro
yeah.
first, and I grew up into Brazilian musical culture. And when I was young, like 14... I already liked to sing a lot, and people started to notice that I had a beautiful voice. And then I started to study because it was the only, classical singing was the only technique available. And I studied for 4 years in Brazil until 18. When I finished high school, I went to Italy for 1 year, and I studied there as well. But experiencing 1 year outside of Brazil was very important for me to notice that it would be impossible to give up of my culture and to live outside of Brazil and do classical singing. I really wanted to be in contact with contemporary production and talk about contemporary feelings and to compose, to meet my generation in Brazil. Then I went back with 19 and I became very known through my life performance very fast.
Mm.
And my first record came out, I was 20, and it's a life record.
Uh-huh. So that 1 year abroad did a lot for you. I mean, I don't know how much technique you could acquire in 1 year abroad, but obviously it really made you think about what you wanted.
Yeah, not too much technique, much more...
Direction?
No, much more own knowledge.
Right,
know.
Right.
And, you know, being outside of Brazil was very important to know about Brazil for exclusion.
Right,
you know,
right.
Then you notice everything that you don't have around, and you notice a lot of things that are around you in Brazil. And I used to listen to a lot of Brazilian music in Italy, and it was a link to my country. And
well, now the irony is, of course, that you've created these other links from your country to America, to other parts of the world. Speaking, by the way, with Marisa Monte, the Brazilian singer and songwriter. Tell me a little bit about this other this other track we're going to hear from the album Universo with David Byrne. This is sung in English and it's called Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, we did a collaboration, David Byrne and me, in 96 for the Red Hot project.
Red Hot in Rio?
Yeah, Red Hot in Rio. It's Águas de Março from Tom Jobim. And it was a very interesting experience. I love the result as well. And David is very interested about Brazilian music. We always kept contact. And I was recording in Brazil this record, and I had a guy who does beatbox from São Paulo. And beatbox is something connected to the American culture, to the rap
hip-hop,
and
yeah.
Hip-hop. And but he did something very interesting when he did all in samba, and it was something interesting, someone in Brazil doing beatbox, samba beatbox, and he asked us to give him four tracks to do something and live for us. And then we gave him four tracks and he recorded this basic track only with hip and with beatbox. Then I came to New York, I met David and I showed him, and I asked him if he would be interested on doing something together over the basic track that the guy did in Brazil, Fernandinho Beatbox. And then
there it is. You can hear the beatboxing right there.
Yeah.
All right. This is the result from Marisa Monte and David Byrne. This is the song Statue of Liberty. Marisa Monte is my guest, joined here by her guest, David Byrne, on this song. It sounds like you guys were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, sure, we were.
From the album The Universe Around Me, one of two new records that Marisa Monte has released. You've called them non-identical twins, these two records. What do they have in common?
Well, they came out at the same day they were born.
They were born after the birth of your son.
They became known. They took publicity at the same moment because I recorded them in different periods. The first one in the first semester of last year, the second one in the second semester. But I think they have many things, many differences. You know, the concept of repertoire, they have different producers, different concepts of production, different sonorities. But I can feel that they have things in common. They are both very feminine. They are both very delicate. They are both very comfortable. They have a comfortable atmosphere. Mm-hmm. If you listen to them, you feel somehow comfy.
Now, do you think that's because these are your first records since becoming a mom, since becoming a mother? Is that feminine feeling coming from a maternal kind of place?
Well, it's not something rational, something that I thought during the process. But after, when I released, of course, you are not the first one that asked me that. And looking at them and reflecting about them, I could notice that maybe the fact of being sweet and being feminine, it's maybe, I think the maternity is the top of the feminine being existence. So.
Well, it certainly affected one song, at least, on the Infinito record in a very obvious way, and that is this song called Levange. Let's listen. Imaginais e mais fachadas. From the album Infinito Particular, that's Marisa Monte and Son. That's your, I guess he was like 1 or 2 years old at the time?
I guess less than one, you know, because I have a home studio, I record at home, and he was always there around. And actually this track we started 2 years before pre-producing. We did some recordings 2 years before that we used later in the record. And this little track that he was just talking there, we decided to keep because the song talks about purity and proposes a revolution through love, you know, like to change everything. The purest is love, you know. It's, so the song is about that. And nothing is purest than a kid, than a child. So right. We thought that it could be nice to keep him. And but he wasn't even talking. He was like just making this little
babbling.
So it was he was really small.
Now the title track from that album, the lyrics talk about here is the best and the worst of me. Sometimes I'm small and also a giant. Do you see it as autobiographical in any way?
It is. It is, yes. It talks about someone that it's showing itself, and it's exposed, but it also asks for the one that's looking to do its part and to pay attention. Like, and there's a lot of images and in display. I mean, that plays with this relationship between the one that's looking and then the one that's being looked. And
well, and I should say it's not all. I mean, it's just I know you have a home studio, but this wasn't just you closeted away at home. I mean, a lot of your longtime collaborators, like Carlinhos Brown and Arnaldo Antunes, and a new collaborator, Seu Jorge, also writing
Seu Jorge. We did some songs together, and he's amazing. He's an amazing. I love his voice. I love the way he sings, and he's an amazing composer as well.
People in this country may know him from the film A Life Aquatic, where he does all these Brazilian arrangements of David Bowie songs.
Yeah, I saw him 2 days ago in the TV on the summer stage. He was performing here, and they were showing the program 2 days ago. I saw him. But he's amazing. He's a strong representative of the new generation.
Well, let's. I mentioned Carlinhos Brown, Arnaldo Antunes, and you. That you've also recorded as Os Tribalistas.
Yes.
Which is kind of a different sound. I mean, you were talking about how these two new records have a very feminine, sort of comforting sound. Let's hear something rather different from Marisa Monte.
Para a solidão, eu sou de ninguém, eu sou de todo mundo e todo mundo me quer bem. Eu sou de ninguém.
The band Os Tribalistas, which is Arnaldo Antunes, Carlinhos Brown, and my guest Marisa Monte. She has a new album. She has 2 new albums out on the Blue Note Metro Blue label and a gig coming up November 14th at the Beacon Theater. This album, Os Tribalistas, this was like quadruple platinum or something.
Yeah,
huge bestseller in Brazil.
And not only in Brazil. It was the bestseller in Italy, in Portugal.
And so you're still singing this song on the current tour.
Yeah, because we didn't perform, me, Arnaldo, and Carlinhos, we didn't make any tour with Tribalistas. So now is the first time that I'm singing many of these songs live. And I love them, you know, it's a pleasure for me to sing because we had such a good time in the studio and we had a lot of fun together. And it's always a way of remembering that.
Right. Well, it sounds like you had a good time in the studio with the 2 new records as well. Private Infinite, The Universe Around Me, English translations of Brazilian Portuguese titles. Marisa Monte performing at the Beacon Theater on November 14th. Marisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. It was a pleasure.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, Paul McCartney's written a new oratorio. Sting is playing 16th century lute songs. Some say they can bring new fans to classical music, but others argue they're too bland. We'll dive into that debate tomorrow. And painter Fred Tomaselli talks about collage in music and art. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Alicia Abbott, Audrey DeMola, and Adam Virga. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.